2 for your free catalog now. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Matt Davis, who is joining us live from Germany. That's right. He's normally in Italy, but he's in Germany at the moment. We're going to talk about the New York International Auto Show. We're going to talk about the World Car of the Year, something he co-founded. And we're going to talk about what's up, what's down, what's in, what's out in the automotive world. But first, a quick look at the world of motorsports with Mr. Jeff Bressler.
78 cars comprise the 40 team entries filed for the 2010 Indianapolis 500 taking place later this month, including four past winners and four women. Thomas Schechter will return to Indianapolis for the 500 this year behind the wheel of the number 23 Dreyer and Reinbold racing entry. The South African native has 8 career Indy starts. Track officials have announced that the Daytona International Speedway will be repaved before the 2011 edition of Speed Weeks. Shell Pennzoil has announced plans to move from Richard Childress Racing to Penske Racing to sponsor Kurt Busch in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. Busch, who will drive the number 22 Dodge next season, has also signed a 5-year contract extension with Penske Racing. Last Sunday's NASCAR Sprint Cup event at the Talladega Super Speedway, which was won by Kevin Harvick, set the Sprint Cup record for the most lead changes at 88 and leaders 29 in one event. Dale Earnhardt Jr. announced that he will drive a number 3 Wrangler-sponsored Chevrolet during the NASCAR Nationwide event at the Daytona International Speedway July the 2nd in honor of his late father, Dale Earnhardt Sr. And Pirelli is the most recent name to join the list of potential tire providers for Formula One next season, joining Michelin and Avon Cooper. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great job as usual. We got a trivia question left over from a previous hour of the broadcast. It's so easy. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. Cadillac experimented with a two-seater vehicle back in the late 80s, early 90s. The body was not made in the U.S. of A. It was made someplace else, and it was shipped over via Boeing airplanes. What country was it built, and who was the coach builder? 800-259-9231. Well, in the entire world of automotive journalists, this gentleman stands at the top as being one of my favorites. He is an esteemed automotive journalist writing for publications worldwide based out of Milano, Italy. He is the man himself joining us from a secret hideout in Germany, Matt Davis.
Me?
That's right.
Oh, I guess I'm on.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a rainy midnight hour here at the Munich airport, but I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. It was great seeing you at the New York International Auto Show, and let's tell our listeners a little bit about the world. I just love the name, the World Car of the Year. You need, like, the announcer with the echo.
Well, yeah, well, we had a big debate whether it was going to be World Car or Universe.
Ooh.
Or Galaxy.
Very
but,
good.
But we settled for World because we're a humble bunch. Now, the World Car of the Year sort of started first discussions in 2003. And 2004, a bunch of us were formally brought together and said, hey, you want to do this? I don't know. You want to do this? And we all agreed that there was nothing like it in the world. And all companies on Earth who are going to survive are going big time global with joint partnerships or just using, you know, in the case of the General Motors or a Ford, bringing over European models into North America because, hey, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the basic idea. It's an award that reflects the times.
And interesting, this year you actually had some of the nominees right there in person in New York. I don't remember that other years.
Well, I mean, actually, for the past few years, we have worked really hard to make that happen. And it has, for the most part, been a fairly big success because a lot of the nominees end up having offices there in the Northeast is one logistical thing, which helps a lot. But we had... only because of a glitch at customs did the Citroën C3 Picasso People Mover not make it in for its design award nomination. But it sat in a box, I don't know how many miles away from the New York show, but they actually made the effort to ship it over, and everybody else was there.
Wow, very good. Tell our listeners, Matt, a little bit about the different awards you give out, because it isn't just one. It's like you say, it's a number of different awards.
No, in the very first year when we picked a winner, we picked the Audi A6, and it was in 2004. And at that point, we only had the World Car of the Year. Right now, the past 2 years, we have started calling ourselves, sort of just by arriving at this name, the World Car Awards, actually, for the overall umbrella name. And the overall winner is World Car of the Year. Then we have design, and then we have performance, and we have the Green Car of the Year.
Very good. So tell us some of the winners for 2010.
Well, the winners for 2010, it was highly contentious, as it always gets, and I had the numbers sent to me by the polling firm that collected all the voters' ratings on the various candidates. Went from 10 candidates in each group down to 3, and the final 3 for the World Car of the Year was the VW Polo, the E-Class Mercedes, and the Toyota Prius, and the Volkswagen Polo beat them.
How do you like that?
Yeah, beat the E-Class by 1 point.
Wow, so it was a close one.
That was very, very close. And actually, even though it turned out to be a little bit of a Volkswagen Group automobiles year, and we kind of got a little sheepish about that, but we couldn't deny they're doing a great job, we were sort of backstage high-fiving ourselves, saying, oh, that's so cool, because we love that little car. It's nice when a little guy wins, just because we all finally admit it really is the all-round coolest, best, most significant new car in the world market right now. And then the design awards, it was great, because we had our first American winner. And this has been an American challenge, this award. We knew from the start it was going to be sort of a call-out to American manufacturers is, look, we're reflecting on the way the world is going, and you guys are not doing a very good job making yourselves global by creating global cars out of Detroit or out of wherever in North America. It's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so isn't that funny the way it's starting to happen now a little bit? So we had the Camaro in the Design Awards, which was awesome. And this, as I said before, the C3 Picasso and the Kia Soul, and the Camaro won by a huge margin.
Wow, so Ed Welburn and his team must have been jumping up and down with that one.
Oh, they were thrilled as hell. They were extremely proud. And I even think they, because of that American syndrome, they thought, oh, you know, we love the design. It probably doesn't stand a chance against, you know, those other cars that really are worldwide distributed and bought by a lot more people than the Camaro gets bought. But the Camaro apparently got its message across to people around the world who said, that's a really cool car. So then we moved on to Green Award. And the Green Award, it's always interesting because it is invariably a battle between Japan and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And generally that means also a battle between hybrid and diesel.
Well, when we come back on the other side, we'll see which country won. Was it Japan? Was it Germany? Was it hybrid? Was it diesel? More with Matt Davis straight ahead right here on Auto World.
You, oh, get into my car.
produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detail execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest is joining us, and where he is, it is After Midnight. Thank you, Eric Clapton. Our special guest is the one and only automotive journalist extraordinaire, Matt Davis, and I had to pull that one out of the old bag of tricks for you, my friend.
Yeah, I think it's amazing the way you can get some of these artists from the 60s to come on any radio show. I think it's great.
Just
live in a studio like that.
I know,
so
just
cool.
A few calls, at all. That's all it takes.
Well, old friends, when you draw on old friends, sometimes it works out that way.
Very true.
Very nice.
So tell us about the Green Car of the Year. You
yes,
left us with suspense.
The World Car Awards 2010 Green candidates no big surprise on the first two was the Toyota Prius and the Honda Insight. The third one, actually, the third candidate ended up being sort of very tightly between the Volkswagen, which is called the Blue Motion Diesels, which is a range of mid-size to smaller cars, all who use the same technology to make their diesel technology, which is amazing, take them even further on a liter or a gallon of fuel. And then it was the S-Class Mercedes 400 Hybrid, which I personally was pulling very hard for to squeak out the Insight, which is a car that I did not, let's say, appreciate this year. Mm-hmm. I was hoping the larger size hybrid would make it in there because it makes kind of a cool statement. But nonetheless, in the end, I was very happy because, of course, I'm a Euro snob and I'm very into my diesel. And the Volkswagen Blue Motion range won the award, which it always makes you always feel this sort of half the audience who hears the award is deflated. And you can hear it. The other half is like, yes, that's wonderful.
Yep.
So it's you really do take up factions on the green technology that ought to be winning awards. And this is great because it won on American soil where diesel needs to make the largest headway. So it's good.
It really does. So what is wrong with us Americans here that we haven't embraced the diesel thing? I mean, good news for Mazda, they're actually going to offer a diesel. But the Germans have all kinds of wonderful diesel power plants, but the greenies here in America just can't quite get it.
Well, there's been such a wave of what was at one time very sound anti-diesel publicity back in the early 80s when they were simply taking Oldsmobiles and dumping in petrol engines that were just converted into diesel, and the result was large puffs of black smoke shooting out the back and cylinder head gaskets warping once every 50,000 miles, and it was just awful. So that reputation stuck around, and the sort of marginalization of the infrastructure for diesels being fuel for semi-trucks, a greasy, dirty experience tucked away behind the gas station in a dimly lit area. So it's that image stuck with everybody, and it just left a bad taste in their mouth, literally. So it's just taken a long, long time. And the maximum penetration of the diesel market back in the heyday, before all that went south, after the Arab oil crisis, was about 15% of the market. Right now we're at about 10%, and that's a lot already. So the receptivity of North Americans to diesel is better than we all think. And a lot of projections are saying up toward, 15 to 20% could be, if they see the right car and get a salesman who's knowledgeable about the product, they would go for it. So sends out a good message, because diesel really still is the greenest fuel going.
There's no question performance-wise. Unfortunately, lots of Americans, as you say, remember those lousy, pseudo-diesels way back when, and they don't realize that today's diesels are quick. I mean, anybody who's ever driven one of the 335 BMWs or any of the new stuff from Mercedes or even the Volkswagen stuff, I mean, just...
Yeah, absolutely. The sort of review that the Passat, the VW Passat, the current one, the Blue Motion diesel gets, is massively positive reviews from every single publication that has tried the car. And I had one at a track day in Southern California, and literally I was tailing, admittedly, not a lot of people know how to drive a Lotus terribly well, especially the first or second time they hop in. It's a squirrely little beast. but I was tailing this guy through the tight twisties, and yeah, I have to downshift a lot because it's a diesel and get that torque. But oh man, I was really pestering him, and it was a lot of fun doing it in a Passat family car with diesel power. It was fantastic, so a lot of fun.
Do you ever expect Ford? Ford has got plenty of diesel vehicles in Europe, don't they, Matt?
Sure, they do. Yeah, they have a full massive range of choices. So and they have joint partnerships with. Working with some of the Japanese, working with some others in Germany, working with the French. Lots of joint partnerships doing small capacity diesel engines. So if Mr. Mullally follows his current instincts, we're going to see some form of diesel come over, although they are right now at Ford very much behind the whole EcoBoost craze.
Yep.
So that's their current focus. It's low-hanging fruit because people in America are going to be very receptive to a gas-powered engine that's a slightly new technology, which is actually a 15-year-old solution in Europe. So we're all kind of grinning a little bit about that. But nonetheless, Americans are much more easily receptive to something like that. So diesel for Ford probably will come a little bit later, but I think GM and Chrysler generally have a few more diesel thoughts.
And as far as the leader in diesel technology, would you give that nod to the Volkswagen Group?
Right now, frankly, I would give the lead in absolutely everything that's happening to the VW Group. You turn your back on your car company, and one day later it's owned by Volkswagen. So it's, right now, I have never seen a conglomerate of various companies been run so well and seamlessly. It is the shining example of what should be a completely out of control and dysfunctional group of companies. I think they're at 11 now.
Mm-hmm.
Working beautifully. That's huge. They are the world leaders right now, and they were giving it 2015, but they're there pretty much already.
When we come back on the other side, more with automotive journalist extraordinaire Matt Davis. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We finally have an answer to the long, lingering trivia question. The Cadillac Elante was produced, of course, in Italy. And the coach builder on it, perhaps our special esteemed automotive journalist guest here, Matt Davis, can tell us more about this esteemed coach builder of the Elante. Very famous name there, Matt.
Pininfarina.
That's right. Correct.
Bing, 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 bing. Well, when you want to build any kind of car that's going to have a drop-top version, they have... by hook or by crook, become gurus. They're on the downslide now, as all the Turin shops are, but they are the drop-top folks.
So you're at an Audi event, I understand, or soon to be. Is it secretly embargoed vehicle information, or can you give us a hint?
Absolutely not. It's one of those press boondoggles that brings me to Munich. I just want to do one thing before we move on to this top double-hush secret Maxwell Smart Audi thing I'm doing. But in the World Car Awards, we did the overall, the design, the green. Just want to mention quickly, performance, the most exciting one of all.
Oh, of course.
We had the Audi R8 V10.
Oh.
Love it.
Yes.
The 911 GT3 from Porsche. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ferrari California. Hate the looks. Love the car. not too big a surprise, the Audi R8 V10 won. So.
Excellent. Boy, I have never had the pleasure, because I live here in New England, of driving an R8. So, I mean, I haven't even had the regular one yet, and you've already driven the 10-cylinder and probably the convertible as well.
Yes, I've driven the R8 V10 Spider. They had us somewhere in southern France where it was this amazingly dramatic weather with waves crashing over the cars for some. It was very strange to explain, but... It's France for you. I'm here right now in Munich. We're going to go up to Ingolstadt. They're giving us TTs and Q7s, SUVs, with some new engine technology and transmission technology that they are talking about that apparently they're launching first in these two models, slowly trickling them out to all world markets. I don't even know what it is. They'll tell us tomorrow.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your favorites and not-so-favorites from New York. What were some of your favorite unveils, and what were some of the worst?
Well, New York tried so hard, and it just doesn't really, it didn't really have a rock'em sock'em range of unveils. The you may have to help my aging brain remember, because I've already been to like two other shows since then. But the with New York and shows such as Chicago, peripheral shows like that,
mm-hmm.
the Koreans have done a bang up job just commandeering them because
yes.
they realize they're less costly shows to go to. New York is a great solution because it's, you know, it's the center of the world basically still, and it's the most attended show in the world, whether you knew that or not. So it's they maximize their bucks and save it up for the New York show and dominate it. And you know, I also saw the Japanese are doing that a little bit too. The Subaru, the new WRX mm-hmm. wider body version, trying to make it look like the Mitsubishi Evo a bit more, because everybody is constantly complaining that the Subaru, yeah, is a pretty good car, but the looks, it just
doesn't have it. Yeah,
it doesn't do it.
Hyundai had the big three unveils there: the Sonata, the hybrid with the kind of shark-like. Front treatment, and then
yes, I was standing in front of, I can't even remember what it was called. Was it the E-Flow or something like that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. You got it.
Holy Moses! I'm impressing myself tonight. And the third one, that they had the Equus, right?
The Equus, yes. The will America embrace the Equus like they have the Genesis?
Well, this is really funny, because when we would go to the when we go to all the events in Korea, you will generally be picked up by a driver wearing his white gloves and uniform, and there will be white doilies you used to see on the table at your grandma's place all over the back seat, and it's an Equus, and it is the largest, most widely purchased large car in Korea. And I got to tell you, even the last generation one, the old sort of blocky one that looks like very much like North Korea is just a few miles away, it is an old iron block engine, heavy, one of the most comfortable damned cars you will ever sit in. And that is its simple formula for success. It is so comfortable. And, you know, Rolls-Royce and Bentley could learn lessons from these guys on just rolling down the road comfort. It is so nice when you saw that Equus pull up and pick you up, because it was, oh, good, I'm going to have a nice drive to the hotel now after the 35-hour flight.
Exactly. And if you can get the reclining seats a la, you know, Maybach and,
yeah.
and some of the Mercedes products, Lexus. So
yeah, talk about big success stories like Maybach. Let's see.
Yeah, there's one for the records.
We'll sell 20 a year whether you want them or not. Come on down to Jimmy's Maybach.
We're wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, trade-ins accepted. So the I just think the assets that. One of the benefits of being one of the Korean companies is that when you come from zero, you have nowhere to go but up.
Very true.
Have they executed that well,
yeah.
though? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can make fun of them, and a lot of people still do make fun of them, but fewer people are laughing, you know?
Yes, it's true.
Those who are holding onto the ridicule part of it all from 10 years ago are just the diehards who would never buy a Korean car anyways, because it's a tin can and you'll die in it. That's just not the case. They've gone so beyond that old reputation, and they're starting to make Kia, which we were as I will do some consulting sometimes, and frequently with the Koreans. Love collaborating with them, and we would just be beating it into their head. You got to make Kia sportier. You've got to make it sportier. You got to make
yeah.
Hyundai a little more elegant. You know, be it the Buick or whatever you want it to be of Korea. But you got to separate the two, because nobody could tell the difference, and frequently there was no difference except badge engineering. And they would like tweak a grill part and say, "Isn't that more youthful?" I guess you sit in it, and it's still a a Hyundai too.
Exactly.
So now it's all really working.
Quite stylish, that Optima unveiled in New York, and Peter Schreier, I just like saying the name, former design
yeah.
chief from Audi, has done a great job
about,
with it.
talk about, you know, I would hazard to guess he took the job for the challenge of it, because once you've gotten to the level he's at, where's there to go?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these guys who are more enlightened will take offers from situations like that. He said, you know, they have nowhere to go but up, and they're going to let me do whatever I want. They're wonderful listeners, the most incredibly voracious listeners when they have somebody come over who's not Korean. And they really take advantage of it and maximize their investment. And, boy, the designs are just gorgeous. The Optima is going to kick the Ultima's booty.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a looker, and they did a good job with the Forte four-door and the Sportage as well.
Oh, man, I drove them. I drove them at this at another track event, another spot in California, because I hadn't driven the Forte. And then everybody, I heard some of the comments, is that, wow, this is a whole new Kia. And I got in, and I said, yeah, we'll wait and we'll see. I got in, and I drove it around the track, and I just got out of it. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So sporty. It's like the sportiest versions of a Honda Civic, you know, or a Ford Focus that we can get in North America. The ones we get over here, of course, are boiling hot, but there's no huge enough market to bring them over to North America yet. But boy, howdy. That's just an amazing car, the Forte. I love it.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk to Matt about some other New York unveils, the Juke from Nissan, the IQ from Scion, and lots more. This is Auto World.
Well, I saw a gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
A brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk. Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wolkinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags and stash and just go up for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it takes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
That's right. We're back. We're live all across North America with Matt Davis, automotive journalist extraordinaire, joining us live from a secret location in Germany. We've been talking about the New York International Auto Show, getting the good, the bad, and the ugly. And certainly when it comes to ugly, I don't think the Nissan Juke is going to be in your World Car Design Awards ceremony for next year. What did you think of that car?
Well, I saw it at the Geneva show when they showed it, and you know, the head of Nissan Communications came up to me and said, "Hey, what do you think of the Juke?" And I said, well, you know, very peppy, of course. And apparently it was coming to North America, which is why he was asking me and another U.S. journalist this question. So he said, "Oh, it's coming over, is it?" what are you going to do the first time somebody calls it a joke? And it's just ripping. I mean, I haven't driven a car. I don't know, and I can't say. All I know is that it's going to be a lot better than the Cube.
Well, that's true.
The Cube is a very interesting design. It's a little design exercise. It's a posh little design box, and that's wonderful if you're in Tokyo and you're a rich youth. But it serves just about no purpose in North America except for just getting them cuteness points. What the Juke will be is a lot more serviceable than something like a Cube proposition. So in that sense, first impressions of a couple of my friends who have had prototype drives, I said it brings that sort of Nissan class car into a league with the whole what we were just talking about with the Kias, the Soul and the and the Forte, and it's weird seeing the Japanese and the Germans starting to make cars that compete with the Koreans finally.
That just is
very
a weird
strange and ironic, but it's
weird
kind of
equation.
Fun. A lot of fun, but at the New York show in general. The most exciting thing that got shown off, I personally thought, was the SLS AMG GT3 car.
Oh, yes.
Very
which kind true.
Of surprised me that they picked New York to give it the big public unveil. They had had sort of a smallish unveil in Germany before, but nothing at a show. So that was wonderful to see there. Every time the Germans come over, they'll bring something. One of the Germans brings something to New York that really means something cool. And that's heartening to see for the little New York show, which I would like to see the New York show become huge.
Me too.
Love it. Just love it.
It's a good show. I've never driven the SLS. Have you driven that one?
Yes, I have.
Well, tell us.
They had us at Laguna Seca.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Mazda Speedway, Laguna Seca. and we... It is much better than the glorified
SLR.
Tank that the SLR McLaren was for all of its life. You know, you looked at the SLR McLaren, and you're like, oh, it's got all the ingredients. It's so cool. It's all carbon fiber. Look at the price. It's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
You get in and you drive it, and it's just like, this is like, when can I get out? And then they came out with the wonderful Roadster version, which was even shakier and worse driving.
And more expensive.
And more expensive than the one that everybody bought. What can you say in stuff like that?
Whatever. I know.
But then they come out, you know, this is a car that is all Mercedes-Benz. McLaren, that part of the partnership between them. There's still a bit of a partnership between them technologically and stuff, but this is all Mercedes-Benz, and it really shows they're totally in control of it. It's half the price, if not a touch less, than the SLR McLaren was, and it's twice the car.
Hallelujah.
But when you come out of that turn 11 at Laguna Seca, the one right before the grandstands and the pit row, which is one of the worst, most awful, superfluous little turns in the world, no matter what you would do, or what I would do, maybe just I'm a crap driver, but I would be... Right, everyone else was doing it too. You would touch the throttle, oversteer. It's like, there's nothing you could do to keep it from going. And that's why they put turn 11 in at Laguna Seca to make a show of acceleration, pure and unadulterated, happen for the crowd. And it's a lot of fun. Not when you're driving, though.
No, a little scary time.
A little bit, but yeah, the. One thing that keeps coming up from me recently is the Infiniti design language that they're trying to show off, and it was all sort of captured by the Essence concept of New York, and before that was Geneva. What do you think of it? I don't know how subjective you can be, Bob, but I do want to ask you, what do you think of the way the Infiniti family is going?
I have mixed feelings. I mean, I definitely... I'm a fan of the G. I like the G37, but I don't like the nose. The nose, I have a problem.
Yeah,
with.
Talking noses here. We're getting nosy.
Yeah, the nose across the board is not good.
Yeah, they're doing something. They're doing something there, and they're exploring. And I give them full credit for exploration. But I'll go even further. I hate all of the designs. I absolutely hate them. You know what they look like? They look like great big shoes. Like great big funky sort of Birkenstock shoes or something. I don't know what's going on.
Whose idea was this? That's the question.
I don't know. Let's go get it. Let's go get it.
They had a good thing going and now they've screwed it up.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think there's still going to be a lot of people to say, well, it's the alternative to the Germans, and you know, it's got some personality, and yes, and it's an aggressively driving car. And the sport package is horrendously overkill, but nonetheless, you know, I appreciate what they're doing. I always appreciate when someone's trying something, but I just think they lost some of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was a perfect solution, but they went down a path, and I applaud them for it. But it was—I think it's the wrong path. I don't think it's going to last.
No, I think they need to make it a little bit more subtle. This is definitely a little too over the top. It's actually very Japanese-looking in a lot of ways.
Extremely Japanese, sort of Pan-Asian-looking thing going on there. And it lost some of its identity. I don't know. It sort of became maudlin, a bit of a lozenge kind of shape thing. I don't know what's going on. But
we need to make serious changes there. How about what was going to be called a Toyota IQ? I guess it is sold in that country as a... Now it's the Scion.
Don't get me started on the IQ, Bob.
Tell me your thoughts about the IQ.
It came. You know what? For the world car, it came in second place last year just because it was sort of the anti-smart. And everybody had their fill of the smart and said, this is just a dinky little cheap old boxy car. And it's the fashion of the Toyota is sort of a much more practical version of that city car, I understand.
But
you get in, you sit in, you touch the plastics, and you could really just break them off with your fingers. And the prices they're charging on the IQ, I mean, spatially and all, a lot of the technology, is wonderful stuff. But it's just, no. And the fact that now you can buy an Aston Martin Signet, which is a Toyota IQ, for $75,000.
I mean, that is going to be the travesty of the year.
No, you know what's going to be the travesty of the year is that those buyers of Rapides are going to buy one. Sort of the way they buy the stupid little fiberglass boats to take them out to their yachts in the harbor.
Kind of like the Prowler with the trailer.
Yes, exactly. Same. It's that whole syndrome. They will sell as many as they need to sell. They're not even worried about it.
Unbelievable.
And the whole fact that Scion, we saw it last year, they showed it as a concept last year at the New York show and lowered it from the ceiling somewhere. And it was just... All of us who knew was like, wait a minute, that's not a sign. That's a Toyota IQ with big fenders.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they did. They pumped it out to make it look like a tiny hot rod. And it's like, oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
No, the stuff like the Nissan Cube and the IQ will have a tiny success for a tiny amount of time, and then it will be a total failure and will disappear.
That will be the end of that, and that will be good news as far as I'm concerned as well.
Yeah.
How about the Hot Rod Cadillac, the CTSV Sport Wagon? How come Americans don't like wagons? That's another question.
Americans don't like wagons because it's not the biggest darn thing you can buy. I want to get me the biggest thing I can buy, so I stand over everybody else.
Gonna have my SUV.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, they don't even see them as SUVs anymore, Americans. It's just, I have to admit, when I come to the U.S., my initial instinct when coming back to the U.S. after 12 years in it was to always request from the manufacturer a press car that was like what I was used to in Europe. But I would get there in like an S4 Audi or something and love the car, but I would stop at a stoplight and I'd be sitting in a canyon of sheet metal. I can't see anything sometimes. I completely understand why people buy them because everybody else around them is buying them.
And, a house on wheels.
Like, they get taller. It's not a big surprise. It's just a question of scale, that's all.
We're going to have to discuss this more on air here because this is my show and you can say anything. So we're going to do more of that. Thank you, Matt, from Germany and your secret locale.
You betcha.
Have fun, and we'll do this again soon. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.